Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Born on 11 March 2000 in Ida, Kogi State, Nigeria, Jordan Arthur Kadiri's rise to football stardom has been nothing but remarkable. Just 12 months ago, Kadiri was on a trial at Nasarawa United in the Nigeria Professional Football League. But in less than a year, he has gone on to play for Östersund of Sweden and is now on the books of Belgium First Division B side Lommel SK, a club owned by Manchester City. Kadiri tells Kayode Ogundare of NigerSuperfans.com about his remarkable journey from obscurity to stardom.
Hey, I'm Kadiri Jordanata. Okay. I play for Lommel SK in Belgium. Signed with City Group. So I'm from Kogi State. I left my former club like 3 months ago, Östersund FK in Sweden, third division. So, yeah, I am now in Belgium with Manchester City, one club, Lommel SK. Yeah, you know, I was born in Abuja, you know, but it was not that easy, you know. Then I played in Nasarawa United for 6 months. I was about to travel to Norway, but some things, you know, manager issue, you know, came up and, you know, and the rest, you know, so I have to stay with Nasarawa United. Then after the 6 months, another offer came from Sweden. Then my agent called me and he said, yeah, then I have to tell them I want to leave. So then I came to Östersund in Sweden, first division club. They just finished playing Europa League. So I came, first training, I played like I was with them, you know. So, first training, 4 goals, same thing that happened in Nasarawa. I spent 1 week and I scored 13 goals on the trials. So, I was sleeping and my agent called me and he said, yeah, they're going to sign me. You know, I was so happy, you know, to sign Europe, first division, big club in Sweden, you know. I was like, oh, you know, I'm playing with the big names and the rest. So when I came, you know, in Östersund, I started to play. I started coming from the bench because the coach likes me. So, you know, I need to be used to the league, 20 minutes. Then I start to play 20 minutes. Then everything start to go very well. Then my first start, I scored. My second start, I scored. So that I keep on scoring because I came to join them in 10 games to the end of the season. So 10 games, 5 starts, 3 goals, you know, so that's where first 4 months team start to, I mean, I was this boy that just came from Africa, you know, he has never been in Europe before and he's scoring goals with confidence, with everything, but teams start to come for me, different places, Club Brugge, Anderlecht, Parma, you know, teams from Belgium, teams from Germany, Las Palmas, and everyone, they start to come, you know.
Who is your the model, the player you look for, you look up to?
Yeah, I look up to Jordan Gallo, you know. My good friend, you know, we have the same agent. I have his jersey everywhere he goes. I have his Manchester United jersey with me right now. I have everything about him, you know. Yeah, you know, when I wanted to go to Brugge, that's what they used to say. That's what they used to call me, Amokachi. Even here, they used to call me Amokachi. You know, they call me younger Amokachi. You know, yeah. No, but why I said Igalo, because I just like the kind, his kind of person and his kind of play. You know, but Amokachi. Yeah, when I wanted to go to Club Brugge, then everybody was calling me Amokachi. I had fans in Club Brugge sending me message, Amokachi come. I said, yeah.
Now you're 20 years old. Obviously, you cannot play for the Flying Eagles again because you are above the age limit, but you still qualify to play for the under 23 as well as the senior team. Do you have plans towards that angle?
Yeah. Our plans, you know, towards the angle, you know, towards playing for Nigeria, because I love Nigeria so much, even though I've gotten I was dropped many times, you know, like, I go to the team, you know, I will be in the 30-man list, you know, they will announce the list, or 30-man list, I will not find my name there again, and they just announce it, and the next time, they call people for camp, they don't call me. You know, I've been disappointed by plenty of times by national team, and so does not mean I don't want to play for Nigeria. I love Nigeria so much. You know, it's my father's land. So I think I was about to be called up for the last under 23. You know, but my club said no, I can't go, because then we have to finish the season with them, and I just came. So I have to, like, know I need to play and get my position and get my space before anything else.
Your strong point as a player, what is your strength as a player? Your the strongest part of your game, what is it?
Yeah, good scoring and, you know, power. You know, I have good strength and good scoring ability. I think I have that.
And if you were to judge yourself, what would you think is your weakness that you think you need to work on?
My left foot.
Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years?
I think I see, like, in Germany, Spain, or French league.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.